head and the tail go together.
The tail of the serpent, the tail of logical thinking, and your head. That tail turns around your head like a turbine, because it's like your head and that serpent, they are working together. I'm talking about your heart. Let go of your head. Your head is connected to the tail of the serpent. That's how our brain works, right? Yes?
So says the sage of Ghazna in the Ilhi Nama, if you will listen well.
Okay, this is a reference. References goes to Hakim Sanai Ghaznavi. You know that Rumi, there are two old guys that he always appreciates them and brings their name here. First is Attar, the second is Sanai. Attar is a sheikh. Do you know about that? Have I ever talked about this sheikh and Hakim and blah, blah, all of that? Because there's historically, the big fellows in Iranian history, they have some special nickname, special adjective. And one of the bizarre one goes to Hakim because it's Hikmat, the wisdom. The wisdom we talked about, Hikmat will make the Hakim. And there is a lot of confusion over there, because no Iranian knows who the first Hakim is. And if they look for it, they will be surprised, because the first Hakim is Ferdowsi, the guy who is writing the national stuff, and everybody thinks that he is super nationalist. He was the first Hakim to know how to talk about it. Then Sanai is one of the greatest Hakim. He will say, you know what? I refer you to the book of that fellow, and that fellow has so many books. One is Elahiname, means the paper of God for explaining, talking about God, something like that. You say, if you listen good, you will hear it. Means what? Referring to another book, again, this listening that over there, you should be careful, look at it carefully, and translate it to this language. You know what he will say? He will say, you better keep quiet and not talk a lot about this qadar, the proportion. Yes?
Do not behave as a meddler in the decree of foreordainment. The ass shape is suited to the ass ear. Limbs and bodies are congruous. Qualities are congruous with souls. Unquestionably, the quality of every soul has congruity with the soul, for God fashions it. Inasmuch as he has joined the quality to the soul, know that it is congruous, like eyes and face. The qualities are congruous to the good and evil. Congruous are the letters that God has written. The eye and the heart are between two fingers, like a pen in the hand of the writer, O Husseinian.
What was that about? Sorry, I'm stopping you, but there are stuff that we just pass by. Here he talks about, again, in a magical way, if Moses wants to show you something, he'll say, come and look between my two fingers. And you look over there, it's like a screen, 3D screen, it will show you stuff. Why? Why between fingers? Do you see this? What is this? This is in my two fingers. I write it down. This is what we are talking about. We are talking about the knowledge, right? Knowledge that is coming from the prophets is written down. If you look from that window, you will see something different. Here he will bring it out again. That, you remember? That this is the magic that these prophets will do. Now he's talking about the prophets and their miracles. He said, one of it is looking between those two fingers. Yes. And those two fingers, there are two. Why? Because they are bringing out the stuff, right? They are giving the form to the stuff. They are real. And in reality, there is always positive and negative. So whatever they bring out has positive and negative coming together, those two fingers. Yes?
Are the fingers of grace and wrath, and between them the pen. The heart is in a state of distress or ease by these fingers. O pen, if you are the one that magnifies, consider those two fingers you are between.
Yeah, you are the pen, you're writing, okay? You should pay attention that where are those two fingers that is making you write that stuff? Yes?
All your volition and movement are by this finger. Your head is on the crossways of the assembly place. These letters are your states of his writing. Your forming a purpose and changing it is just from his forming a purpose and changing it.
So here he's talking about another part of you. Another part of you which is not in your control. Do you think that really this universe created you and gave you the full control of the universe? Full control of anything? No. All the controls are limited. We talked about all of this, remember? Remember the ring in the nose of that camel, right? Here he would say, listen. If you want to understand yourself, you should look at yourself and see that you are like a pen. Yes, you're writing down the stuff. But believing the pen is writing is silly. Somewhere else he will explain it. Do you remember? Anyone? Mm-hmm. Oh, remember to say, there was this ant. And he said, what a fantastic pen. What a silly ant. If he had a better eye, he would see the fingers. If he was better, he would see the arm. If he's better, he will see the brain. And if he is better. He goes on like this, he will explain it. Here he will say, listen, you are like a pen. Okay, you are writing, but somebody is writing you. Who is that fellow? You? You are not your personality, you're you. Your brain, your doing. What is that personality? Where is that consciousness? Where is the heart? All of those. Remember all of that. Yes?
There is no way but supplication and self-abasement. Not every pen is conscious of this subjection to control. The pen knows this, but according to its measure. It manifests its measure in good and evil. That which they attach to the hare and the elephant, so that they confused eternity with tricks.
Yes. So, whatever we talked about, that little animal who is very clever and in other stories was good, and we like him because his name means enormous ear. That's Khargush, because Khar means enormous. says, "Dad, is mixed up with the elephant because this is a trickery stuff. This is why it's difficult. Let me tell you, it's not for everyone." Yes?
Explaining that it's not seemly for everyone to adduce parables, especially concerning divine actions. How is it seemly for you to make these similitudes and cast them at that holy court? That use of similitudes belongs to the Lord, for he is the authority for the knowledge of the hidden and the manifest.
What is the meaning of similitude?
Comparisons of like, things that are like each other.
Okay, the word that Rumi is writing here down is it's the beginning of some paragraphs even. And it means example. Bringing an example. And it has another thing, that the same stuff, similar. That's how the word is. Yes.
What do you know of the hidden nature of anything that you, bald plate, should use a lock of hair or a cheek as similitudes? A Moses deemed that a rod, but it was not. It was a dragon. Its hidden nature was opening its lips. Inasmuch as such a king knows not the hidden nature of wood, how should you know the hidden nature of this snare and bait?
This is it. You see, listen, looking at the reality looks different. Let me bring you the example of Moses. Moses thought, this is my stick. Why? Because this was his stick for a long, long time. He was walking with it, remember? And he adored it. He loved it. He appreciated it. Remember it? The first time that he was talking to God, he started to talk about this stick a long, long time. He knew all the uses of that stick, which was a useful stuff, a very reliable help. He counted that, I bring the leaves down for my ship, I carry my luggages with, I do this, I do that, I do that, all of that. And he thought that he knows it well. Later, he realized that if he let go, this will be a dragon, become a dragon that eats everything. This is what he didn't know before that moment that God told him, right? This is you. If Moses didn't know, how do you know your dragon, which looks like a stick to you? It's helpful to you. This is what the ego is. Ego is helpful, reliable, and all that, but you don't know the aggression of that dragon in it, do you? Yes?
Since the eye of Moses was at fault in the similitude, how should a meddling mouse find an entrance? He will make that comparison of yours a dragon, and in answer, it may tear you to pieces. The accursed Iblis used this comparison, so that he fell under God's curse till the day of judgment.
Yes, that's what happened to Satan. Exactly to Satan, because it happens to knowledge. What was that? He said, yes, look at him. He looked at Adam and he said, oh, we look alike, but I am better. I'm from fire, he's from that comparison. This is a part of that example.